We're a group of collectives sharing our perspectives
of the world. That's Black stories from all angles.
Come kick it us on the CWF Network. Stories at CWFnetwork.com.
The wire connecting music lovers around the world. You're listening to Off, to Off, to Off, to Off, to Off.
Giving you a dose of R&B with the click of the play button.
I'm your host, Deluxe Dave. Deluxe Dave.
Just connecting your cord to aux.
What the heck is up, all of my music lovers out there? It is your boy, Deluxe Dave, here with another episode of aux. aux is a special R&B podcast for music lovers like you who like to talk about music, some from the past, some from the present, and then I'd like to hear your take or what you thought about some of the music that we talked about that week, so maybe I can mention you in an episode coming up. You can only hear shows like this right here on CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Well, it's almost time for the election, and my mind is like so over it, and I want it to be done, but it is so urgently important that you guys get out there and make your voices heard on November 3rd. Make sure you get out there, you vote. This is like one of the most important elections, and I know we say that like every time it comes around, but this is like even more special than when, you know, we were looking at our first Black president and stuff like that. That was historic, but there are so many things that hang in the balance right now with this election, and who knows what's going to happen. And hopefully by the time you've listened to this episode, we will have another person in office at that time. And you know who I'm leaning towards, you know. And I just want to make sure that we are getting out there and voting. I never tell anybody how to vote, but vote on the world that you want to see around you. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But it's been amazing, amazing, amazing. I have still been on the job hunt during this time and during, you know, this Halloween season. I had a special Halloween episode that came out last week. If you have not listened to it, please listen to that episode. And speaking of Halloween and being all creepy and spooky, I'm speaking on a subject today of creeping. And the reason why I called this episode creeping is because I'm about to break down a few songs. In my head, you know, I have this certain image of what the word creep already meant. But I recently came across a song by Stevie Wonder and Minnie Riperton. Yes, I've been on like this Stevie Wonder, Minnie Riperton type kick. I've been listening to some of her old music. And if you don't know, please go check out some of the people before us, because as much as I love to talk about present artists, it's great to see some of those artists that paved the way for artists that are here now. And definitely Minnie Riperton, one of the high sopranos that sang back in the day. She is like the author of that, basically. She was the one that did it the most before Mariah, before Ariana Grande. There was Minnie Riperton. And so I was listening to a song that she did along with Stevie Wonder and came across like a YouTube feed of them singing a song together. So this song was called Creepin'. And basically the song entails someone creeping across your mind in your dreams, and you're doing something, maybe sitting on a beach doing something, and then that person creeps through your mind. Now, I sent this song to a person that I've really been truly getting close with, and after they heard the song, they were like, I don't know if I like the meaning behind that song. But I'm kind of like, okay, maybe we can like rearrange what the word creeping means, because I thought it was like a love song. I really saw that song as like, I'm so infatuated with you that I can't get you out of my mind. So you're creeping through my mind at all the times, every time you're on my mind. And that's how I kind of looked at the song. So after further review, I started to look a little bit closer and I said, oh, maybe this does mean maybe like he's with somebody else, or he was maybe too scared to maybe talk to the person that he liked. So I started to do a little like research on songs that had the word creep in them or titled creep. And I could find a couple of examples. There is an artist named Radiohead that came out with a song called Creep. Now, I had never heard this song until I heard a person named Ada Vox sing this song Creep on American Idol. And I could not get over the beauty in the way that Ada sang this song. It was just unbelievably magical and beautiful. So I went back to the original song by this artist Radiohead, which she blew that song out the water. I want her to like re-record that and do what she got to do and put it out, and that will be great. But basically, the song was dealing with a guy, seems like he's inebriated, and there is a person that he really, really, really likes a whole bunch, but he doesn't have enough confidence to go and approach this person. So he's like creeping around without that person seeing them and kind of stalking, or kind of being weird about your love interest. Now, let me take it back a little bit because, okay, back when I was younger, I guess I was always a little bit weird. I don't know, you know, maybe I still am a little bit weird, but I did not have all of the confidence in the world to approach anyone that I liked back in the day. So it was always like the tit for tat stuff, because I watched a lot of TV, and a lot of times in TV, that's how the show goes, where, you know, the person likes somebody and they don't want to let them know, and then they pass the message to somebody, and then the message goes from here to there to everywhere. But in a way, you know, that can be kind of creepy. I remember one time, and specifically, where I really, really liked someone in high school, and I got the phone number of that person and called on the phone, and then was silent the entire time. Didn't want to say anything to the person. I was just silent, and then I hung up. Yeah, that's creepy. I guess you can call that creepy. Yes. So I guess in a way that you could look at creep as, you know, you really, really like somebody, but you're just kind of weird or don't have the confidence. So I really still think that the word creep can go either way at this time. But then I listened to TLC's version of creep. Now, we all know TLC's version of creep, basically about a person blatantly cheating on somebody because that person cheated on them and they said they need love, so they're gonna go and creep all around town with a person. So in this context, creep means you are definitely creeping around and trying to do something with someone else, even though you're committed to somebody, or that person not committed to you, so you're just doing the same to them. And I don't really believe in that, because I think karma is karma. Whatever somebody's doing to you, it will definitely come back to them in return, and you don't necessarily have to vindicate yourself in order for them to get what's coming to them. That's basically how I've always believed. But this song was blatant about the cheating. So in that context, yes, creeping is bad. So I think that it really depends on what maybe generation you come from, or where you're looking at the word creep and where that comes from. Because if I'm looking at the word, I'm thinking like listening to Stevie Wonder song, I'm like, okay, well, creeping, like you're creeping through their thoughts, you're creeping through their mind, you're really in there, and that person means so much to you that you can't stop thinking about them. See, I'm thinking about it in a, can't you see where I'm coming from? I'm thinking about it in more of a romantic way. So I guess sending that song out could have meant something different. That's kind of why I want to get into the mind of Stevie Wonder and really be like, Stevie, at this time when you wrote this song, what was the context behind what you were writing at the time? And that's even what my good friend was telling me about. He was like, you know, there's always a hidden underlying message to what somebody could mean. It could have meant anything. Like maybe he actually was with a person at the time, but another person that maybe he either maybe had an affair with or just really, really liked, even while he was with someone, kept coming into his mind. He couldn't get them out, so they were basically creeping into his mind. Like, so I guess even though I want to say that creep could be like a turnaround, I was trying to tell, you know, I was trying to give him all of the turns. I was like, you know what? This is what creep can mean. You know, we can change this word creep to a positive thing. It can be big. It can be wonderful. It can be great. But, you know, creep really does have a bad notation, now that I'm thinking of it. And maybe that might have not been the best song choice to prove to someone that you are thinking about them all the time. There are so many other songs. There's such a plethora of other songs that are out in the world that I could have sent to that person. So in hindsight, I think that even though the song is beautiful, I love the song, it's so well done and it's so beautiful, but I think there could have been another song that I could have, you know, sent in order to show somebody I'm thinking about them. So my argument did not hold up in that case. So even though I don't know what Stevie's original intention for that song was, I'm not going to go out there on a limb and say that creeping was a love song to someone. Okay, let's put it like that. What do you think? What do you think about the word creeping? Do you think that creeping has a bad notation now? Has our society made the word creep bad? Because, you know, when I looked in the dictionary, it just said that creeping was a person that basically doesn't want to be seen, but they're trying to move inconspicuously because they don't want to be seen. So, yeah, that's still bad. That really seems real creepy and weird. So, yeah, I'm not even going to ask you that question, but what do you think about the song Creepin'? Go ahead and listen to it. If you haven't listened to Stevie Wonder's song Creepin', with I don't think Minnie Riperton's on the original version. She might be. I'm not sure. But if you listen to it, it is on an album that he came out with called Fulfillingness First Finale. So check that out. And while you're at it, go ahead and listen to some other creep songs. You know, it's Halloween. People are weird right now. So everything is really, really weird. So check that out. I want to know what you think. Make sure you call or text the CWF Network hotline at 347-719-3350. Like I said, we might include your response in the next episode. So hit me up. I don't hear enough from all of you. So I would like to hear some more from you guys and some of the episodes that you've enjoyed thus far of Aux. Also, you can hit us up on Instagram at CWFP_ and follow me, Deluxe Dave, DeluxeDave. I'm trying to get to my 2,000 followers. I'm trying to get my numbers up. So if you're not following me, go ahead and follow me on Instagram. Also, remember to never forget, there is so much great music out there. The key is to know which song matches the moment. So if I handed you this aux chord, would you know what to do with it? Make sure you guys get out there and vote like your life depends on it. Until next time, I'll see you later.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.